dropped a dozen cheap roses in my shopping cart. Made it out to the truck without breaking down. Everybody knows you in a speed trap town. Well, it's a Thursday night, but there's a high school game. Sneak a bottle up the bleachers and forget my name. These 5'8 bastards run a shallow cross. It's a boy's last dream and a man's first loss. And it never did occur to me to leave till tonight. There's no one left to ask if I'm all right. I'll sleep until I'm straight enough to drive, then decide if there's anything that can't be left behind. The doctor said Daddy wouldn't make it a year, but the holidays are over and he's still here. How long can they keep you in the ICU? Veins through the skin like a faded tattoo. Was a tough state trooper till a decade back, when that girl who was a mama caused his heart attack. Didn't care about us when he was walking around, just pulling women over in a speed trap town. But it never did occur to me till tonight, when I realized he'll never be alright. Sign my name and say my last goodbye, then decide that there's nothing here that can't be left behind. Road got blurry when the sun came on, so I slept a couple hours in the pickup truck. Drank a cup of coffee by an Indian man, 1,000 miles away from that speed trap. 1,000 miles away from that speed trap.
Hello, Kamal. This is Bill at Guard Insurance. Calling about a claim you submitted for a stolen pack of cigarettes. You can give me a call back at 570-825-MERS, NMERS, extension 4655 to discuss. Please be advised you do have a $1,000 deductible on your policy. And if it was just one pack of cigarettes that was stolen, it wouldn't exceed the deductible there, so we wouldn't be able to move further. I'm going to call your agent as well. Thank you.
Wrapped up the program with Jason Isbell and his song Speed Trap Town from his album Something More Than Free. Mitski, her new album is called The Land Is Inhospitable and So Are We. Song is called I Don't Like My Mind from Mitski. Beat Circus, leader of Beat Circus, is Brian Carpenter, also of the Ghost Train Orchestra, who again you can see at Roulette on November 18th performing the music of Moondog. We heard Bad Motel and Just a Lost Dream from Beat Circus from the album These Wicked Things. Roy Hargrove Quintet did Mental Phrasing, and thanks to Gus Bodenheim for a very eloquent tribute to his late brother, the literary titan, Maxwell Bodenheim. Read more about Maxwell online. Such an interesting chap. I'll be back next week. My name's Irwin. Back next Wednesday with the Singles Going Steady week. I will be participating, playing singles for the entire three-hour program next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for Ken and Andy. 7-second delay. They want listeners to call up and discuss the longest lines they've ever stood in. Thank you.
Yeah, we got a show to do, and it's called 7 Second Delay.
If we've got a show to do, my opinion, just speaking for myself,
yeah,
we should do a show.
Yeah. I got a wad of cash.
Oh, me too, baby. I brought a wad of cash.
In my pocket?
Me too. Me too. Look at this.
How big is your wad? I think my wad's bigger than your wad.
I got $40 worth of singles.
Huh. Interesting. I only have $20 worth of singles, but I think they're worth $2 each.
Your singles are worth $2 each?
Yeah.
Fine. It's on.
They're rare.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
My mother used to, when my mother died, true story, because you can't make this stuff up. My mother died going through her stuff.
She had the funny Alzheimer's.
She had, yeah, we got very lucky with her Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
It turned out it was very funny. She said funny things. Who are you? Who am I? She was hysterical. But
that's
anyway.
That's not so funny.
She did ask me, I visited her once, she did ask me, you're shaving your head. She thought I had decided to shave my head.
It's so
it was
sad.
Oh my God, we got so lucky with the Alzheimer's. So lucky with the dementia. We didn't get the racist dementia.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But anyway,
some people get racist Tourette's.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, that's really bad.
That's the worst. You take them out to Chili's.
Back ribs.
Yeah, California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah.
You got to get a room. You got to say, we need a private room. My wife has racist Tourette's. my mother passes.
Okay.
You're going to love this story.
I love it already.
I'm going through her stuff.
Uh-huh.
We're collecting her stuff. We're boxing it up.
Yep.
And in her drawers is a whole big pile of $2 bills.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many?
Just a wad. I don't know. There must have been 40 or 50 of them. And you know what she used them for?
What?
It's kind of sweet, actually. Tips.
Oh, that's a nice tip.
It's a perfect tip.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing for a tip.
Yeah.
What did you, and is that what you did? You just tipped everybody in her
life?
Well,
what I did was, like a parking attendant.
Yeah.
I would pull into the garage. I would show him the $2 bill.
Uh-huh.
I would tear it in half.
Uh-huh.
I would give him one half,
right.
And I say the other half is yours if you take. You know, you keep it placed near the front. You know, keep it easy to get to.
I see.
I dangled the other half in front of him because the one half of the bill is no good. As
right.
You know, you need both halves.
I could see that strategy working if it was a 50.
Yeah.
I don't know how effective it is for a $2 bill.
Not at all. Not at all, actually.
Yeah, probably didn't work at all.
Oh, no, I lost ground. They got mad.
Yeah, I would imagine they would get mad.
A lot of dents when I came back.
Yeah,
a lot of scratches on those cars.
You might as well rip a dollar bill in half.
Well, this is twice as much as a dollar bill. Yeah. I made it clear. Yeah,
my point is that a dollar bill's not much, and a $2 bill's not much either, but at least it's a $2 bill.
Yeah. Interesting point, Ken.
Yeah.
You make a lot of good points.
So
you've given us a lot to think about, Ken.
Tonight we're talking about the longest line you've ever been in, but
as we go to make it more interesting, because let's face it, that's just a flat line or sort of a topic.
Oh yeah.
The longest line you've ever been in, and Ken and I will bet on who's on the phone before we answer. Hey, so give us a call 201-209-9368, the longest line you ever stood in. What was it for? Was it worth it? Were you buying something? Maybe, you know, sometimes these Apple products are introduced and people camp out overnight.
Yeah.
Get the new iPhone. Have you ever slept overnight to get tickets for a movie?
Nope.
You never have?
Nope.
Because there's no band worthy enough. I would. I've just never heard a band worthy enough.
I've
heard some good bands
do that. Yeah, like who did you think you wanted to do that for?
Like I would stay in line. It's an interesting question. Let's say what's the band you love? Let's say the old Beach Boys, circa 1966. Brian Wilson still touring with them at their peak. Coming to town. How long would you stand in line for good tickets?
Couple hours.
What? Give me a time. Give me
5 hours.
You'd stand 5 hours?
Yeah.
For a 2-hour concert?
Yeah, if Brian was performing.
That's stupid.
If Brian.
That's stupid. The concert itself is only 2 hours. But the rule of thumb is you don't stand in line longer than the concert.
But it's Brian at his peak.
Yeah, Brian at his peak.
Pre-mental breakdown.
Brian at his peak, 410 pounds. They bring out the sandbox.
No.
He sits in the sandbox in the corner of the stage, staring off to the wings of the stage.
No.
Brian at his peak.
No, you said it was the pre...
Okay. The Beach Boys. Fine. Yeah. 5 hours? Fine.
Okay, so we have a call. Do you want to make a bet? I bet that it's a guy.
Of course it's a guy. Okay. The longest line you've ever stood in? I don't take that bet.
All right.
I bet it's a guy that hasn't done the dishes at his house in the last 2 days. He hasn't stood in front of the sink and washed the dishes.
Well, of course not. Guys never do that.
Then give me a week. He hasn't washed the dishes in a week.
All right. Let's have a real bet here.
Go ahead. I bet it's a guy. I bet he's under 6 feet tall.
I bet it's a guy from New Jersey.
Okay, I'll take that bet. I'll bet it's... Okay, do you bet? Are you betting it's... Why don't you say
anyone?
No,
you have to bet a state.
Okay, no. Because most of our callers are from New Jersey. Half the callers. Are you saying anyone from New Jersey, guy or girl?
Yeah.
Okay, anyone from New Jersey. I say anyone from out of state.
Oh, well, you see, the odds are in your favor.
No, they're not. Most of our calls are from New Jersey.
All right, well, just to start things off, I'll put
Okay, you're taking New Jersey. I'm taking
out of state. Put my dollar down.
Wait, hold on. Before you answer the call. Do we have to listen to a stupid story about the lines?
Yeah.
We do?
We do. Of course we do.
Okay, fine.
Hi, you're on the air.
Fine.
Hi.
Hi, where are you from?
Oh, that's a fake voice.
No, it's Sam the Appraiser.
Hey, Sam, he's from New Jersey.
No, fine, take your money.
I'm not from New Jersey.
Well, no, but he's calling from New Jersey.
But you live in New Jersey now, my friend.
Wait, unless he's on the road, Sam gets sent. Sam's like a Willie Loman type. He's salesman. He's going all over the East Coast.
Nope.
I live in Jersey City, which is technically the sixth borough of New York.
I'm taking the win,
and are
Sam.
Are you calling from Jersey City?
Yes.
Shoot.
Thank you, Sam.
Because I know Sam favors Philadelphia hookers.
I'm up a dollar.
So I had a shot.
I have to say, though, I'm so relieved that the writer's strike is over.
Me too.
A wonderful thing.
Yeah, now when people ask me why I'm out of work, I have to say no one will hire me. Instead of, I'm on strike.
Better tonight than usual.
Yeah, all because I have my writing staff.
Yes, thank you. Thank God the writers are back.
Hey, Sam, now what is the longest line you ever stood in?
When I was in France applying to get my visa renewed, my work visa.
Okay.
I think it was like 6 or 7 hours.
Dear God.
It was awful. You line up with all the other common immigrants. They don't like immigrants there.
Yeah.
Especially the white ones.
Yeah. Outside, and before you can even get in the building, you wait like 3 hours outside on the street. Then they let you in the building. The line snakes through, and it takes the whole day. And I think then maybe you have to come back the next day sometime.
Did you get to know the people in front of you and behind you pretty well?
A little bit, yeah. That was fun.
But of course, in hindsight, you couldn't do without it, so it was worth it. The worst would be.
I mean, I don't know if living in France is worth it. I lived there for a while.
No, France is. Wait, hold on. I have a list of countries that are cool. Hold on. Let me just consult. Yes, France is on it. Yes.
Yeah.
France is on the list of cool countries.
It did help me develop my funny French accent.
Yes. Oh, but save that. Save that for another call.
I did that last week.
Yeah, that's a saver. When you don't have an interesting story to tell, we encourage silly French accents.
Yeah, I don't want to burn that on this. This is a great call. I don't want to burn it on this.
Yeah, this was great. Yeah, thanks for calling. 201.
Thanks.
209.
Thanks, Sam.
9368. Okay, so let's take the next call. Okay, you ready to bet on this one?
Yeah. Are you grateful that I indulge your gambling addiction?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's fun. It makes these shows more bearable.
And you're trying to get your two twin grandsons. You're trying to turn them into gambling addicts.
Won't that be a fun show if I could bring them in?
Hi.
Wait. Why? We didn't bet.
Oh, sorry.
You answered the phone.
I think it's your wife.
Is that Bethy?
What? No.
Yeah, that's Bethy.
It's Nadia.
Oh, it's Nadia. It's the return of Nadia.
No. Bethy has been working on her Nadia impression.
Wait, honey. Is this Beth or Nadia? Yeah.
It's Nadia.
No. I could, you know, Beth around the house now, like every night at dinner time, just to amuse us, she impersonates Nadia.
Am I fired? for regular listeners?
You mean a regular caller?
As a regular caller. No, because you got a waiver before you had to go away for the summer. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's the way to do it.
Okay. So I
Nadia seems so much older now.
I'll bet Nadia. Okay, are you ready to bet on Nadia?
So
okay,
also,
hold on. Nadia, don't say anything. Don't say anything, Nadia. I'll bet Nadia likes her new teacher this year.
Yeah,
I win.
I have two teachers.
You have two teachers. I'll take it.
And yes, I like them.
Yes, I'll bet you. Okay, I'm going to do one more bet.
No.
I'll bet Nadia.
How much are you betting?
I'm betting $1. I'll bet Nadia. Don't say anything, Nadia. I'll bet Nadia sits in the front. There are four rows in her class. Am I right, Nadia?
You're one off.
Okay, there are five rows. I'll bet her seat is in the first two rows. Nadia, don't. Oh, Nadia, you have to let.
Yeah, I'm not going. Okay, no, I'll take that bet.
Yeah, no.
And
no,
I'm going to say no.
No.
Okay, now.
Well, one more bet. Nadia. Nadia, don't respond. Don't say anything. We're going to bet one more time on you. I'll bet today at school, Nadia did not buy her lunch at school. She brought her lunch. Don't say anything, Nadia.
How much are you betting?
$1.
I'm not taking that bet.
Kent, do you think she bought her lunch or brought it from home?
I don't
home?
Buy lunch. That's a thing. We actually don't have to pay for our lunch.
Oh, I see. You get the lunches.
You get the lunch or you bring the lunch.
Oh, I see.
Don't eat.
Okay. And today you got the lunch there. Hey, Nadia, what was the longest line you ever stood in?
I was at Customs. I went to France for the summer, and I came
back. Damn France. Again, France.
And the line was 2 hours long.
Damn, it's France.
What is it with lines and the French?
They love lunch.
They have a special word for it.
They do.
It wasn't in
French. Well, that's British. That's true.
Le queue.
Yeah, that's true. That's not French, but that's a good point, Ken.
No, it's French. The British stole it from the French.
It confirms my theory.
Yeah.
The French love lunch.
They do.
Are you still going to do your bet, Andy, about the lunch, or is that...
No. You see, Nadia, you jumped the gun. You turned all the cards over before we could bet.
All right. Oh, I have a question. A couple of weeks ago, I wasn't listening because I had to do my homework.
Yeah.
And my parents told me that Danger called. Is this true?
No.
Who is Danger?
Danger was a regular caller for a brief shining moment there for about 2 months. No, I don't think Danger. Oh, we may have run a rerun in which Danger called.
It was like with the stadium episode.
Yes, okay, the stadium episode. Yes, Danger could have called during that one.
Wait, was that a rerun?
Yeah, it was a rerun.
Oh, it was a rerun. Okay.
Yeah,
oh.
Andy's fantasy.
Okay.
I wonder what happened to Danger.
I don't wonder what happened to Danger.
Did he get in danger?
I don't wonder about Danger.
You don't wonder about Danger at all?
I don't know who Danger is.
He was one of our regular callers.
How do you not know who Danger is?
Because I forget. Because my wife might. You ever play with that? Did you ever play with an Exa sketch, Nadia? You know how when you shake it, everything disappears?
I don't have an.
Yeah, but you've played with it.
I do.
Okay. We don't want to hear the Exa sketch story. It's just me explaining. That's how my brain works.
I'd like to hear the Etch-a-Sketch story.
Okay, fine.
How many times do you shake your head per day, then?
Andy.
That's how it works. That's how it works. Before I go to sleep every night, I lie in bed, and I just shake my head vigorously.
Wow.
And the day is gone.
I don't even need to do that anymore.
No, I know. How do you remember who Ken is?
Well, I write down, I have a tattoo of Ken's face and his name. So I remember.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's a blank slate. It's a beautiful, beautiful blank slate.
You do that for every single person you know?
I wake up, and it's a beautiful, brand new morning.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, actually, I recommend it. And Ken, the same thing. Ken does the same thing, but his technique involves mushrooms.
Yeah, I don't need to shake my damn head.
No, I know. To each his own. Hey, Nadia, thanks for calling.
So great to hear from you again, Nadia.
Don't pick up the thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're 201-209-9368. Don't pick up the phone.
Okay. We have a call.
Okay, don't pick up the phone. Okay. I believe the next person that calls will have seen all four seasons of Succession.
All right, I'll take that bet.
You will? Okay.
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no?
Yep.
Oh, shoot. I should have said seen at least one season.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hello. It's you.
You love the show.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, my name is Frank.
Oh, no.
Hey,
he's
Frank.
A kid.
Frank, you haven't seen... Have you seen the TV show Succession?
Oh, no, I've heard of it, though.
Okay. Excellent answer. What's the longest line you've ever been in?
Hey, Frank, you can just go to H-E double hockey sticks, which spells hell.
I think an hour line to get chicken tenders once.
Was that in France? Were you in France when that happened?
It sounds a lot like France.
I was in Canada.
Oh, yes, okay, French, French Canada, right?
It was in Toronto.
Yes, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, little France in Toronto, that neighborhood. They're known for their long lines. Hey, when next time you go to Toronto, may I recommend trying their chicken tenders?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling,
Frank. Thanks for helping me win that bet and for that great story.
You can go to hell.
About the chicken tendies.
Okay. Let's take another call. I love the betting.
Whoops. Okay, so we got a bet on this call.
Oh, yeah, don't pick up yet.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll bet this caller has had at least one slice of pizza within the last week.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
You're saying no pizza within the last week. Come on, pizza. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Hi, on the air.
No, well, Daddy and baby.
Hey, honey.
Oh!
It's Beth, your wife.
Hold on, wait, let me think if
I've
seen her eat pizza.
Beth, have you had a slice of pizza in the last week?
I did. I had a slice of Nona's. Evan had pizza.
That's it for me. Well played, honey.
I'm disappointed.
Honey, I'm coming home with an extra dollar. Nothing gets my wife more excited than me coming home with more money than I left with.
I just have to say the show makes me laugh because my longest line was in France.
Yes, there you go. They love the lines in France.
Wait, what was it? Was it to get on the nude beach, honey?
No, not that one. But not that line. But the when the stock market crashed in 1988, I think it was,
the
line around the American Express office, it just took me hours to get money.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. there was like a run, in effect, a run on the bank.
Yeah. There was a run on the bank at the American Express.
Oh, cool.
So that's,
hey,
like that's, yeah,
this is a great phone call for me. You know why?
Why?
A, I win the dollar.
Yep.
B, I'm hearing a story about my wife that I've only heard four other times. It's a relatively new story.
I love bank run stories.
I love that one.
You should be more appreciative of Beth's bank run
stories. I love all of Beth's stories. But Beth, in the future, all you have to do is say story number 14. I've numbered them. It'll save us both a lot of time.
Oh, yes, because all your stories are fresh.
No, I haven't told a fresh story since our date in Japanica, since our first night.
You always come up with new stuff.
No, I don't. Oh, I don't. It's new only to Ken.
Oh, come on, Andy.
No, and me too.
Tell story number 31. Come on.
I can't.
I love you.
I love it. Bye, Beth.
Bye.
That story has always got me into trouble. 201-209-9368. That girl said she was 18. 201-209-9368.
Okay, so we have another call.
Okay, let's bet on that one, okay?
Okay.
I bet the caller, at some point in his or her life has fired a gun.
Okay, I'm going to see your bet.
Oh, no.
And raise it.
Oh, wait, you're that sure?
I'm going to put $2 down.
I'll call your $2 bet.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
You love the show.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, please be an old man.
Hi, you're on the air.
Please be calling from Alabama.
Hello, it's you. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is M, like the letter.
Oh,
M,
hi,
like
M.
the letter. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Perfect.
Oh, damn.
Perfect.
Damn.
M, have you ever fired a gun?
Ever, like at camp on the rifle range?
Like a real gun? No.
Thank you, M.
Fine.
I win $3.
What's wrong with our audience?
No, I win $2.
They love pizza. They won't fire guns. What the hell's wrong with our audience?
What's
I just wanted to say, does it count about being in New Jersey if I'm driving a Jersey car in Toronto? I've got Jersey plates on.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, he's asking, is it technically a call from Jersey? No, it's
no,
okay.
No, technically you're in Canada.
But what is the longest line? Now, I guess you stood in line for chicken tenders up there as well, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, 4 hours at the local KFC.
Now, what is the longest line, seriously, you've ever stood in?
4.5 hours at the Service Ontario.
At the what? And of course, it's Ontario.
It's our DMV.
Yeah.
Service Ontario.
And they have French signs up there, don't they?
They got poutine.
Yeah, okay. Poutine. They have poutine, and they have.
It confirms our theory. Our working theory today, French love lines. They eat it up. They don't complain. They look forward to it. 201-209-9368. They're well-disciplined.
Thank you, Em.
They're like well-trained animals. They don't complain about lines.
All right, we have another call.
I guess DMV, that would be the longest I've ever. DMV years ago.
Yes, yeah, the DMV in East Orange, that was probably, and also being on trial.
I see, sitting in a voir dire, sitting in the jury room.
My court date.
Not technically a line.
Well, no, okay.
Because you're sitting,
that's true.
If you're going. It's not technically.
Right. You're right.
I've been called to jury duty.
Uh-huh. You've never served jury duty?
I've been called two or three times, never served.
Oh, you got out. Wow.
I don't know why they don't pick me, because I can tell I have this superpower almost, this instinct that's infallible. I can tell if someone's guilty just by looking at them.
Right.
And I explain that to the lawyers.
Yeah.
And they never picked me.
Yeah.
I could save everyone a lot of time.
I wish I had used your strategy. I wouldn't have been picked.
Oh,
But I actually, I got picked. And I found it quite rewarding, actually.
Huh. I'll pay you not to tell that story.
That's what I was hoping. How much will you pay me?
That's a $3 story.
Okay.
Take it.
Thank you.
Whew!
All right, so we have
Let me say, on behalf of all our listeners, you're welcome. Okay.
Changed my whole outlook.
Yeah. Babbity, babbity, blah, 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 blah. Okay. 201-209-9368. Let's take the next call on line one. Wait, before you pick up.
Okay.
I think that caller has graduated from college, at least did 4 years of college.
Well,
a college graduate.
No, I'm not taking that.
Oh, that's not a bad bet. I bet it's 50-50.
All right, I'll take the bet.
Okay. You want to double down?
No. Not that good of a bet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Oh.
You don't know Ken?
This is Pam.
Pam's graduated college.
Of course she has. Pam graduated not at the top of her class, but Pam dated the guy who was at the top of her class. Am I right, Pam?
And I wore a really pretty hat at the time.
Exactly. Pam knows the guy. And when I say knows, I mean knows the guy at the top of the class. Hey, Pam, what was the longest line you ever...
Actually, I forgot to go to college. So you lose.
You did not go to college?
I did go to college.
Of course she did.
I'm trying to get back at Andy.
Of course
Andy,
she did.
Andy, thanks, by the way, for clicking your pen during my station ID.
Yeah, Andy.
I don't know what you're referring to.
I know you don't.
Last week?
We did a station ID a couple of weeks ago for the station that Pam does a show on.
Oh, okay.
And I guess your restless leg syndrome was working overtime.
Well, I forgot all about that because since that occurred, Pam, I have shaken my head at least 17 times. It's gone, baby, gone.
I love that. I wish I could do that.
Yeah, no, I recommend it. I recommend it very highly.
Can I tell my jury story instead of the line story?
Yes, please.
No, please.
How much will you pay me to have
no,
Pam...
No, please.
How much will you pay me to not put Pam's jury story on the air?
$3.
Okay.
Okay, woo-hoo! Sold.
Thanks, Pam.
Yay.
Okay, goodbye, Pam.
No, Pam, goodbye. Tell us your line story.
I was waiting in line at the French Embassy for 10 hours.
That's not true. That's not even close to true.
I have no memory. I have the early onset dementia.
Do you have the funny one or the racist one?
No. So far, it's a pretty...
entertaining?
Neutral one.
Huh.
There is such a thing. Anyway, I don't know. I waited in line for to cross the border into Canada. No, Mexico, probably.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've seen that line. You mean in a car, the line that went back like miles. Yeah. And how long did you wait to get into Mexico?
I don't know. 3 hours.
3 hours. And was it worth it? Was Mexico worth it?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
It's interesting fact. Yeah. Interesting fact. You and Ken might
be
interested.
Blanket.
Mexico is worth 4.5 hours. It's worth a wait of 4.5 hours.
I think I got a hat.
You got a pretty hat?
A sombrero. Mexican hat.
Yeah, sombrero.
Sombrero.
Yeah. Oh.
So you, ¿Cómo se dice en español? Sombrero.
Yeah, so you can take your siestas. You can just pull that down.
DC.
Yeah, you can take. You can just sit in your office there in San Francisco and pull your sombrero down. No one will know you're fast asleep. Oh, look what Ken did. He made me go into my wallet to refresh my pile.
Good.
Damn, I'm
all
down.
Right, bye.
Thank you,
bye.
Pam. Bye-bye.
Damn.
All right, we have another call.
Okay, wait, before you pick up.
Yeah.
Okay, I bet the person calling has been intoxicated within the last month.
Oh. I'm not taking that
really?
Bet. Yeah.
You won't take that bet?
I will not take that bet. I know our audience.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
inexplicable if they weren't drinking.
Speaking of which, the WFMU Record Fair is coming up.
Oh.
A week from Saturday and Sunday at the Knockdown Center.
Where's the Knockdown Center?
In Queens.
No, that's too far.
And it has the longest bar we've ever had.
What does that mean?
At a record fair. The longest bar.
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean you don't know what it means? A bar where you stand and order a drink?
Yes. You mean just physically, it's longest.
It's a really, really large, long bar.
And the fewest number of bartenders. It would be the longest wait.
No, it's populated.
With bartenders?
Yeah, it's populated with bartenders.
Yeah. Is it the most bartenders you've ever had?
Probably, yeah.
So that's how you're selling your record fair? That's the card you're playing?
We also have
That's the carrot you're dangling?
We also, no, there's more.
Yeah.
But thank you for asking.
Yeah.
We also have more bathrooms than we've ever had at any previous record fair. More bar space, more bathrooms.
And two and only two tables of records.
No, about 160 tables of records.
What? Yeah. 160 tables of records?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you probably have very few bathrooms.
No, tons of bathrooms.
What?
More than we've ever had, Andy. More than we've ever had.
Yeah.
WFMU.org/record fair.
Yeah. Well, you had me at bathrooms.
All right, so we have another call.
Okay. Don't wait for me. Open the door. Start without me. I might be running late.
Oh, for the record fair.
Yeah. Don't just sit there good saying we got to wait for Andy.
Not only will I save you a spot, I'm going to save you your own bathroom. Because that's how many we have.
You're going to rope it off?
Yep.
It's Andy's bathroom.
Mr. Breckman's private bathroom.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That would mean the world to me. Take a picture of that.
I will.
Okay. Ready? Okay. Before you pick up the next caller, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I bet our next caller does not have a current passport. A current valid passport.
Regardless of what country they're from.
Regardless of what country they're from.
Okay, I'll take that bet. I don't have a current passport.
Well, I know. Well, you're hiding in trunks going over the Mexican border.
Hi, you're on the air.
To get your shrooms.
I don't have to leave the country to get shrooms.
I know, so why do you do it? It drives me crazy. As a friend, it drives me insane. You fly to Tijuana. Or you drive all the way through Mexico.
You're right.
Texas.
I mean, they're legal in Oregon now.
I don't know what the hell you're thinking.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi.
You sound like you're... wait, did I say they don't have a passport?
Yeah.
You sound like you're not...
I do have a current passport.
You do?
I do.
Damn.
Believe it or not, we were supposed to go away right during COVID and... Cruise got canceled.
But wait, are you sure it hasn't expired in the 2 or 3 years since?
I know it hasn't because I had to get it new for that trip.
And do you have another cruise already booked?
No, sadly. Nothing else booked.
Okay.
But.
but what is the longest line you've ever had to stay in?
Okay, so it's not just one line, it's a lot of lines. In the 90s,
I'm intrigued. Are you intrigued, Ken?
Yes.
And I auditioned for musicals in New York at the Actors Equity Building.
Okay, you were auditioning. You were a young actress.
I was a young actress.
You had stars in your eyes, right?
And these lines, you would go and wait on them at maybe sometimes 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, because you had to get a good time, or you wouldn't be able to make your night shift. at the restaurant we were working at.
Right.
So we would go and sit out there, and sometimes these lines would go all the way, like, all the way around the block. Like, we're talking, like, you didn't even know where the
and
building
this
was.
And this is for, like, a part in the, is this for a part in the chorus? Is this for, like, any part at all?
Sometimes they were for leads. They were called equity. I mean, you had to be in the union.
Okay.
They were equity auditions, so.
Okay. So you stood in line. You stood. So it was five or six hours for 4 minutes in front of the casting director.
Yep. No. 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, yep. That's rough.
That's. But you know what? That's an actor's job.
It was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and people would constantly be walking by, being like, "Hey, what concert are you guys waiting for, man?" Trying to get on the line. You're like, "No, this is just my life."
That's horrible.
Oh, I would have yelled back, Lou Reed.
I would have yelled
that all day. Really, Lou Reed.
And then, like, occasionally a homeless guy would be sitting next to you.
Yeah, because he sees, you know, homeless guys, bums, love those lines. Because for 5 or 6 hours, they don't feel like bums.
Well, the casting director might be looking for somebody who's kind of bummy.
If I was writing a little cheap comedy, that would exactly be the story, Ken. It would be a bum sitting in line so he doesn't feel so sad.
And then he gets the part.
Then he gets the second lead. And he plays Biff, and suddenly he's Biff in Death of a Salesman.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Andy.
That's a great idea for an unsold bad comedy. It's a great idea for a spec script that would never sell.
Well, thank you, No Passport. No Passport.
Yeah.
No, I have a passport.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Just waiting.
Good luck on that cruise.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
I'm trying to get Beth to go on a cruise. I'm trying everything.
Why? Why do you want to go on a cruise?
I just love cruises.
Wow.
Because you don't have to unpack. You're in one room.
Yeah.
They take you from city to city, country to country.
Yeah.
I can't get Beth to agree to go. But I'm not done yet. I haven't pulled out the big stops.
What are the big stops?
Weeping openly.
Oh, okay.
Just weeping. I'm saving that. It never fails with you. I get everything I want with you. For example, people wonder, hey, Andy, how do you keep that Wednesday 6 o'clock slot year after year? I mean, everybody else, every other DJ, they have to rotate around. They change time. The answer is weeping openly. Ken cannot resist.
I wish you wouldn't tell people that.
Yeah, never. It's never failed yet, 31 years.
I'm powerless against it.
No, you are powerless against it.
You'd be amazed how few people have used that.
Yes, I know. Well, you can tell. Just look at the schedules. You can just tell. Who's back in prime time?
I wish you hadn't said that. I think I'm not going to post the archive of this program tonight.
Oh, there's a lot of reasons not to post this program. 201-209-9368.
All right, we have another caller. We need another bet.
Okay, hold on. I'll bet this person calling does not own a car. That is a car in their name.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
You think they own a car that's in their name?
No, you're saying they...
I'm saying they do not.
They do not own a car.
Oh, take the bet. You're way up. You're way ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to take the bet.
You think they own a car?
Yeah, I'm saying that they own a car. And you're defining that as being the cars in their name.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that bet.
Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Come on, mama.
Hi, you're on the air.
I have a dollar on the soundboard.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Ken, you idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have a car?
No, this guy doesn't have a car. Listen to this guy.
I just got the title in the mail for the first car loan I ever paid off in my life.
So you do own a car?
Yeah.
Oh, give me that $2.
I've always owned cars, but I never had to pay. You know, the last 4 years was the only time in my life I didn't have a title.
I don't know what you're saying. Do you own a car today?
He was leasing
Absolutely.
A car. He was leasing a car.
Oh, I see. Oh, he was leasing
he just
it
got
until...
the title. Yeah.
Man, my little pile of singles.
So what's the longest line you've been on?
Well, you know, I can't tell you how long the line was time-wise, but I can give you an estimate on how long the line was lengthwise.
Okay.
So I'm leaving a concert, Deer Creek, Indiana, and we're going through the cornfields, right? And, you know, it's stop and go. Well, I stopped and fell asleep behind the wheel of my car with my foot on the brake.
Your leased car.
No. This was
fine.
This is an old van.
Okay, fine.
Right? So I get pulled over by a cop on foot. And he's like, pull this thing off the side of the road. So I wake up the girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, this guy wants me to pull over. So I passed out behind the wheel leaving a Grateful Dead concert in 95. And the cop was really upset.
Because you were asleep at the wheel?
Oh, yeah.
He was mad?
Literally asleep at the
wheel.
Wait,
and your girlfriend, and your girlfriend was sleeping next to you?
Road backed up 3 miles.
Wait, your girlfriend? Oh, you were asleep?
It was a 3 mile car.
Yeah, wait, let me just get this. Okay, let me just understand this. I thought this was a non-story, but this is kind of interesting. You're not asleep at the wheel driving. You're asleep at the wheel, and your car's in park.
Oh, no. My car was in drive with my foot on the brake.
But then what's the what? Oh, absolutely. Okay. Your car's in drive.
It's a two-lane road going through cornfield, so it's a little road.
Okay, hold on. Wait, your car's in. This is after a long Grateful Dead concert.
Yes.
Damn those Grateful Dead. Damn them to
oh
hell.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No, the last tour. 95.
Damn those. You know what kills you on the Grateful Dead? Drum. That drum solo. 3.5 hour drum solo right
well,
in the middle.
Well, it was a messed up night. They, like, you
yeah.
know, like, people got trampled and stuff.
Yeah,
and
oh, that, yeah.
It's all messed up.
It's the drum soloing and the trampling. Either
yeah,
of those.
There was no disco bus after the
exactly.
show
okay.
that night.
So you're, crazy. Okay, so you're on the two-lane little country road.
In the cornfield.
In the cornfield.
Yeah.
You're in drive, but your foot is
on the
brake.
And I go to sleep.
And you're asleep, and your girlfriend.
Was asleep, too. I think my dog was asleep as well.
Damn those Grateful Dead.
Sounds like you all needed some sleep.
Yeah, deadheads are stupid.
They are so
anyway,
stupid.
So
it probably was. It probably was.
He looks at me
yeah.
and says,
yeah,
sir,
yeah.
I don't care what you got in this van. He's like, you just better hope to God there's somebody in this van sober enough to drive it.
Okay, that's a good impression of the cop, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
I'm sure he's telling the same story to his buddies at a bar crash.
I'm sure the whole line, the three-mile line of cars, everyone was asleep.
Yeah.
There was probably no rush.
I'm assuming that, you know, there's a lot of deadheads in Jersey. Somebody listening was stuck in that line, I guarantee you.
I would take that bet. There's no way to prove it.
No, I would take that bet, too.
Yeah, nobody on that line is listening.
Thanks for the call.
That's a safe bet. Okay.
Hey, should we talk about what you're trying to work out for next week?
No, next week I'm not trying. I actually have it sort of locked in.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Jesus,
come on, you're psyched about it too.
I am. Yeah.
We're doing something. We can't go into details, but next week is a show that Ken and I have been working on for the last 6 weeks, the last month and a half. I've been talking to some people a lot smarter than me, some technical programming types. We're going to do something that I know has never been tried on the radio.
For good reason.
Yeah, well, for good reason. But it's very ambitious, and we've been actually testing it, doing little prototype testing a little bit this week. We'll do more as the week goes on. But so far, it looks like it works. You don't want to miss it. It's something that's never been tried before anywhere at any station or any TV station, any radio, any broadcaster in the history of broadcasting has never tried this. And if it works, it will be, I mean, it'll be amazing. It's newsworthy if it works.
Yes, if it works.
If it works, and I believe it will. So that's just, I wish I could say more, but I wanted to tease it. That's next week at 6 o'clock. Man, I'll just do a little.
A jig?
A little cowboy jig.
All right.
You ever see those old cowboy movies where the prospector strikes gold?
Yeah.
And then he does a little jig?
Yep.
That'll be me, a cowboy dance. If you read Jack Handy, all his characters.
They do
often,
a jig?
They often do the little cowboy dance.
Yeah. So we're ready with another bet?
Yeah. Oh,
we have a
okay.
Full
thanks,
phone bank.
Thanks for letting me promo that. Also, do we have to promo our little puppet show?
Or yeah.
Is that sold out?
Nope.
Tickets available?
October 28th. Yep. You can get tickets for that at WFMU.org and look for Monty Hall.
Right. This puppet show in Monty Hall, October 28th. Is that a Saturday night?
Yep.
That is, just so you know, just to make it clear, that's optional. You don't have to come. If you want to come, you should buy tickets. But
that's true.
We're not making anyone come.
No, we're not forcing people to come.
It's why.
It's the first show you and I have done in years since
a live show.
Yeah,
and it is optional.
Yes,
it's why I love America.
That's
in Moscow, these puppet shows are mandatory.
Right. I have been to mandatory puppet shows.
The Politburo, they sit around with their puppets, and you've got to go.
Well, yeah. I went to Brussels, and I was forced to go to a puppet show.
Right. But America, yeah. We can't. We looked into it, actually. There's no way we could force people to come. So.
Well, not legally.
No, not legally.
I mean, I think we still could.
Yeah, we could. We could round up some hobos.
I like a packed house.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go where people are auditioning for roles in TV shows.
Yeah, and just yell Lou Reed.
And bring those people over here for the puppet show.
Hey, you know what we could do after puppet shows are a success as the next thing we do at Monty Hall? Would you ever consider this? Hobo fighting? Get a couple of hobos?
No.
Fight to the death?
No. I can't give that one the okay.
Why don't you think about it?
I'll think about it.
That's a maybe.
Okay.
Hobo fighting.
Yeah.
Monty Hall coming in December.
All right, so we got to bet on this next call.
Hobo fighting. Okay, the next call. I'll bet the next caller is listening over the FM signal live on the air and not over the internet.
I'm going to bet they're listening on the internet.
Okay, you want to
double
down?
I'm going to double down.
You are?
Yep.
You think most of our listeners are online?
Yep.
You do?
I do.
Then I'd be foolish to take that bet.
Well, then you got to take the bet. You're not. Then I win. You're not seeing me. You're not seeing me.
Damn it. Okay, you there's my $2. Me. Okay, $2 on the soundboard. Now, you have to understand how cheap I am. $2. If you want to know, if you want to convert a regular bet into an Andy bet,
yeah.
You add two zeros.
Okay.
So this $2
is... It's like $200?
Yes, that's how cheap I am.
Damn.
Any bet I put down, you add two zeros.
Because I'm winning left and right.
When
here.
I bet $5 on a football game...
Wow.
That's $500.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is it me?
Yeah,
yes,
it's
it
you.
Is.
I can't believe I got through.
Hey, you sound like you're calling from your car. You're listening over the radio, I guess.
I am not listening over the radio. I'm listening on the app.
Excellent.
Wait, that's not online.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes,
it's the app.
No, the app is not connected to any system, any line.
Yes, it is. It's connected
to Wi-Fi. It's like the radio.
It's connected to Wi-Fi.
But Wi-Fi is a second cousin to the radio.
Wi-Fi.
It's not broadcast.
Wi-Fi
it's
is
not
digital,
broadcast.
Andy.
It's not on the airwaves.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is digital. Sorry.
So,
you
Ken,
lose $200.
Are you going to be at the record fair?
I am.
Cool. I will see you there. This is listener Terry.
Hey, Terry. I'll be hanging outside the bathroom that's reserved for Andy Breckman.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. And I wanted to know, I believe it was a couple of years ago, I began the tradition of the fall soaking. And I was just wondering if that's going on again this year.
Oh, interesting. The October October fundraiser.
Yeah, this is the Hellraiser. Andy likes to call it the imaginary fundraiser.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever did a mini soaking once. Is that
right,
what
you did a mini soak because I suggested it a couple of years ago and you browbeat Andy into accepting
well,
it.
Well, that can't happen again.
It's become a tradition as
yeah.
Most-
But Andy's
That's
fresh.
The way most traditions begin,
Andy's
I guess.
Fresh off the writer's strike,
and you've been taking money from me all
and he's
evening.
Been, and he's been losing money all night.
But we
here.
Will say this: we do have as a premium for anyone that pledges in October, we will send you a secret, special show, just for
the people who pledge
this month.
Yeah,
we're going to record.
You got to pledge $10 or more during the Hellraiser to 7 second delay, and then we will email you a link to a special program on which we curse. Right?
Yes. You know what? When you pledge, how about this, Ken? This is off the top of my head. I haven't even run this past you. When you pledge online, uh-huh. Is there a place for them to leave a little note?
Yeah.
Can they suggest curses they'd like me or you to say?
Sure.
Okay. Suggest your favorite curse. And we'll work it into the conversation, and you will hear a special offline rated R 7 second delay, and we'll
yes,
send that to
7 second delay blue. And thanks to everybody who already has pledged, all 11 of you who've pledged the 7 second delay so far, and the 600 people who've already pledged to the Hellraiser.
And how many of those?
See, Andy, we're at 3%. We're at 3% of our goal. Already.
That's not good.
No.
That's a little number.
It's really awful.
I can think of just off the top of my head like five or six numbers bigger than three.
No, you can't.
Eight.
Oh.
I have
two. Oh, wait, not two. Hold on. Eight. Did I say eight already?
You did, yeah.
Eight. Wait, three. 11.
You're right. 11 is bigger than three.
Two.
Nope.
No, not two.
Nope.
Okay, did you I can, say, okay, my
you,
memory's bad.
You
I've
said
been
eight, eight and 11, you've said.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't say those again.
Three, that's a tie, that's a wash.
That's the same.
I'll do it. Yeah. I can do this. The problem is, as I sit here sometimes, I shake my head.
Yeah.
And I go, and it's a complete reset. I go back to zero.
Yeah, see, at least I wait until the show's over until I take more shrooms.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for wearing that name tag. Otherwise, I'd be lost mid-show. Hey, let's take another call. We're at 201-209-9368.
Well, wait, this guy hasn't told us.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Hang up. Long doesn't matter. No, doesn't no, matter. Just no. Hang up. Okay.
Andy's telling me to hang up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm saying soak him.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I feel bad.
What, you really do?
Yeah. No, I'm over it.
I feel nothing.
Okay.
I feel nothing. Okay, 201-209-9368.
Next bet.
Okay, the next bet. I'll bet this person is happier than you, more content in their life.
No, I'm not going to take that.
Oh, because it's because it's
because nobody's ever honest.
It's subjective.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll bet this person that calls has moved within the last 12 months. Oh no, give me 2 years. Within the last 2 years, they've moved.
In the last 12
legal addresses.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it just because I'm winning.
Okay. I'm doubling down.
Oh God.
You babe, give me that dollar unless you want to double down.
Jeez.
Okay. I say they've moved within the last 2 years. You're not optimistic about this?
No. You don't feel good? People, I think you're going to win because people are moving left and right these days.
Well, that's right. We have a big, big hobo audience.
Post-pandemic, you know.
Hey, if you're one of our hobo listeners, you might enjoy our big hobo fight.
We're not doing hobo fight.
In our hobo Thunderdome come December.
Yeah, no, we're not renaming Monty Hall the Thunderdome, and we're not doing hobo fighting. We could do chocolate wrestling.
How about...
Jesus.
How about hobo fights, but not to the death?
No.
What kind of hobo fights will you approve?
Jello wrestling. If there's any hobos who want to participate in Jello or chocolate wrestling.
Hey, call our hobo hotline. Do we have a separate number?
Trick question.
Hobos don't have phones. Trick question. I gotcha.
All right. So what's the bet again here?
That this person has moved within the last 2 years.
Okay.
Line one. Has to be line one.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling. You love the show.
I do love the show.
Hey, and I have to say I love your new house.
I hate to break it to you, Andy, but I don't have a new house. I've lived here for 7 years.
Excellent. Damn. Thank you.
No, really.
Anytime,
damn.
Ken.
I just won another $200 from Andy.
Yeah, $200 in my mind.
Human dollars, that's just $2.
Yeah, my dollars, because I'm so damn cheap. That's $200. That really
does sting. I'm happy to contribute anything I can to Ken's fund.
Yeah, why?
Because he keeps the station running, and I love the station.
Yeah. How did you get so cheap, Andy? How did it start?
Yeah, he keeps the station running. That's right.
Well, it's definitely not you, Andy.
Well, it's running on... Some cars run on fumes. FMU runs on shrooms.
That's a nice slogan.
It is a nice slogan.
You can put that on your
T-shirt. Yeah. Some people, you say, hi, how are you? When you meet Ken, you say, how high are you? Little variation when you meet Ken. Okay, so you want to tell us about the longest line you've ever been on?
Yeah. The longest line I was ever in was about 12 hours.
Ooh. Oh, that's the indoor record.
And it was in 1999 to camp out for tickets to the new Star Wars movie when the prequels came out.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Man. Wow.
And some of my friends actually were there. They waited overnight because, of course, this is pre, like, buying tickets on the internet. We wanted to be there at midnight when the tickets went on sale. So they camped overnight the day before.
So they were there.
Me and a bunch of my other friends joined them in the morning.
Was this when you were in high school? Were you in high school at the time?
I would have been in university, but just barely. Uh-huh.
Well, wow. That says everything we need to know about your university years. And then
it probably is.
And then did you have a tent?
No.
Did you have the
two that had camped out had like folding chairs and sleeping bags, and then when we came in the day, we brought blankets to sit on.
And this wasn't the Jar Jar Binks. One, was it?
It was the
Jar Jar. Right. Oh, so you must have been so mad.
No, well, no, no, you're not mad.
So that's to this day, my memories of being in that line.
And you love the movie.
How excited we yes, all were. Love... And we had like some of the new Lego sets and we're playing with them in the line.
Ken,
the... talking to the other fans.
Okay,
around
correct
us.
Me
that
for
was
wait.
Actually the best part of that movie.
Okay, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Caller, what's your name, caller?
This is Aaron in Toronto.
Okay, Aaron, don't say anything. I'm going to bet a dollar. I'm going to bet $2. And Ken, you can match this. Aaron, don't say anything. At the time, on the day, you loved the movie. In hindsight,
well,
I don't care.
Of course.
Care. Okay,
I'm
on
not,
the
I'm
day.
I'm not taking that back.
You're not?
No.
The endorphins were just charging through you. Am I right?
I hate to tell you, Andy, but no. You should have taken the bet, Ken.
Wait. You
I came out of the movie going, I wanted to love it.
Oh, no.
I was disappointed.
After 12 hours. Oh, no. That's heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lineup was way more fun than anything to do with the movie.
Yeah, if that was the end of the Star Wars universe for me, that movie.
That must be how people
do
feel.
You know, I found enough in the first one that I was like, you know what? Maybe they'll get better. Maybe they'll get better. And I did see the other ones, but the third one where you've got Vader doing the no, like that was the end of Star Wars for me for probably 10 years.
Well, my theory is George Lucas didn't have a co-writer. He didn't run it past anyone. He wrote it all.
Yeah, my theory is just nobody told him no when they needed.
Right, exactly.
So speaking of Star Wars, have either of you ever heard the rumor? It's not a rumor that John Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas.
Have you ever heard an interesting conversation that began speaking of Star Wars?
How much will you pay me to not ask?
$3.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're at 201-209-93.
Thanks, Aaron.
Well played, Ken.
Thanks, Kenneth.
I'm going home with no money.
This is great.
Have you ever gone home to Beth, wife Beth, with less money than you left with? It ain't pretty. It ain't pretty. She just stands on the porch.
I'm putting all my winnings to the Hellraiser.
You hand her your wallet.
Tonight.
She does her calculations.
All right. We
sometimes,
have
you know what she does? She doesn't even open the wallet. It's just she does it by weight.
Wow.
Andy, this is less money. This is lighter than you left with.
You know what you should
You don't
do?
Want to be there.
Maybe you should take all the money out of your wallet
and
put it in an envelope and stick some newspaper inside the envelope.
Oh, she sees right through that.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
It's Beth.
Jeez.
She has a sixth sense.
All right, we have a final bet maybe. We have one more call.
Oh, we do?
We have a call.
Okay, hold on. Okay, ready? I'm going to bet, line one, either Jew or Jewess.
Okay.
You'll take that bet?
I will take that bet. I will double down on that bet.
Oh, damn you. Come on, Jaime. Come on, Jaime. Baby needs a new bear. Baby needs a new little leather yarmulke.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Now, wait. I'm in good shape. What is your name? Yeah. And what is the name of the temple that you attend?
I can't believe I got through again.
Yes.
It's listener Terry again. I didn't get to tell you my line story, but I'm sorry, Andy. I am a Shagus all day long.
Fine. I can't catch a break.
Thank you, Shagus.
Okay.
I'm a Shagus.
Now you've got a line story.
So, that's a male Shiksa.
Yeah, exactly.
So go ahead, Terry. Tell us your line story.
Well, it's funny because I was going to tell the story about one of my former housemates who actually lived on the line, like the one in Hollywood, where they were on the line for a month, I think, for Star Wars.
Oh wow!
That's right. I remember those stories.
They established the whole thing.
Jesus,
you know, of people then waiting, you know, weeks in line with tents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And but I have to say that my friend, after, you know, 30 days on the line, pretty much, she was one of the only people to come out of there and just be like, that stuck.
That's so great. I love that story. I love that story. And I love that girl to wait 30 days and then be disappointed. That's fantastic.
For that movie.
I mean, on a larger scale, that's kind of like fans of our show at, 10 minutes to 6, getting excited. Oh, it's going to be 7-second delay. Maybe this one will be better. And you can imagine their disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next week we're...
Thanks,
next week,
Terry.
Next week we're breaking new ground for us and for all of broadcasting.
Yes, we really are.
Yeah, if it works, it'll be a technological marvel. And I'm optimistic. I think it'll work. That's next week at 6. And what else do we need to promote, Kenny?
What we need to promote is the Hellraiser.
You can pledge money.
And anybody who pledges $10 or more to 7 Second Delay does get the episode of 7 Second Delay Blue.
Right, our Blue episode. Say, hey, make a note of what curse words, your favorite curse words, and we'll work it into our conversation.
Perhaps even multiple times.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah. And then once again, the puppet slam that we're doing on a Saturday night, October 28th at Monty Hall, is not mandatory.
And it won't be the longest line you've ever stood in. That's a promise from us to you. Ken, how much did you win tonight?
Oh, man, like $15.
Did you?
Yeah, I think. I have to recount it. When I counted at about 20 minutes ago, I was up $10.
That's dinner at Arby's. That's dinner at any Arby's in the country.
I'm donating it to the Hellraiser.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, and the record fair. The WFMU.
Sucker!
The WFMU record fair at the Knockdown Center is October 14th and 15th. You can get more information at WFMU.org/record fair. Thanks, Jeremiah, for the newsletter. What the hell are you doing?
I'm taking off my...
Don't take it off while the mic is hot. Good Lord, man.
I have a lot to learn. I'm keen to learn. It's only been 31 years, you know.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
And this has been, the same thing, WFMU East Orange. Yeah, same thing. Doesn't matter. Yeah. All right.
And stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Get out there.